My brothers and sisters in the Lord, Robert Stevenson wrote the famous story that most of us are familiar with, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. As a synopsis of the story, as we well know, Dr. Henry Jekyll was a well-respected man in the community. The only problem is he had a very terrible vice. And he wanted to practice that vice, but he did not want to lose his esteem in the community. He didn't want anyone to find out. And so one evening, one night in his laboratory, he came up with this secret potion. That when he took the potion, when he drank the potion, his physical appearances would be changed. In fact, his personality would be changed. And Mr. Hyde would come into creation. And as Mr. Hyde, he could go about the city at night practicing his deadly vice without anyone knowing who he was. But as you know the story, there was only one problem. In the beginning, Dr. Jekyll could control when he was transformed into Mr. Hyde. But then one night, all of a sudden, when he was in bed, the transformation just occurred, and he lost control. And by the end of the story, my friends, as we well know, Dr. Jekyll began to disappear. And all that was left was Mr. Hyde. I give you that story this morning, my brothers and sisters, because it is a great example of our own lives. And it's a great example for us to look at as we begin this holy and penitential season of Lent. Because inside of each and every one of us, my brothers and sisters, there is a Mr. Hyde. Inside of each and every one of us, there is that spirit of disobedience. There are those vices. There are those sins. And if left unchecked, my friends, they begin to take over our entire life. And we become not what God has called us to be. How did all this start, my friends? We hear about it in our first reading from the book of Genesis. The fall of Adam and Eve. Their disobedience to the command of God. And as a result, original sin. And even though original sin is washed away in our baptism, what still remains, my friends, is concupiscence. Which is that tendency that's inherent in each and every one of us to want to give in to those vices, to give in to that sinfulness, to give in to our wants and our desires, even though they go against the command of God. And it all came through Adam. As we see St. Paul write right at the beginning of our second reading in his letter to the Romans, brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world. And because of that, my friends, we've been fighting against it ever since. It is the battle that we take up each and every day. And certainly during this holy season of Lent, it is the battle that we examine and we ask the Lord, what are those sins? What are those vices? What are those bad habits that you want me to uproot? That you want me to eradicate? Because sin left unchecked, evil left unchecked, my brothers and sisters, will take over our entire lives and will become very problematic. It starts with a little sin, then it grows to a medium size, and before we know it, it's taken over our life. It's like the little examples of a man who purchased a boat that had a wooden hull from a boat maker. And after many years, the boat sprang a leak. And so when the boat was brought into the dry dock to have it examined, when they began to take the boat apart, they found that the builder of the boat had left a hamper in the bottom of the boat. And over the years, as the boat rocked back and forth on the water, that hamper rocked back and forth against the wooden beam. Until eventually, the leak came about. as the wooden beams were worn down. Or the true story, in the late, I believe, 1970s, there was a nuclear submarine, a U.S. nuclear submarine called the Swordfish. And on the submarine, one day, there was a man who was doing a little painting work. So he had a paint scraper, a 50-cent paint scraper. There was one problem. He dropped it, and it fell into one of the torpedo tubes. It jammed the piston, and so the torpedo would not launch. Because the submarine was out on its mission for one solid week, divers went outside to try to remove the scraper with no success. Eventually, it was brought back, and the 50-cent scraper cost the U.S. government $300,000 to repair the torpedo tube. That's what happens with sin. It starts off small, like the 50-cent scraper, but it can turn into something very problematic in our life. And so what is the answer? What is the solution? The solution is our reconciliation with God. As we hear in our responsorial song, "A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me." You see, my brothers and sisters, the only solution is found in Jesus. The new Adam, as St. Paul writes at the end of the letter that we heard today, just as through one transgression, condemnation came upon us all, so through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. The righteous act of the obedience of Jesus, even until death on the cross. As St. Paul will write to the Corinthians in his second letter, "For our sake God made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we may become the righteousness of God in him." The solution, my brothers and sisters, is found in Jesus. It's found in the sacrament of reconciliation. It's found at this altar as we are strengthened by the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. It is found in our acts of prayer and penance and almsgiving and fasting so that we can overcome the temptations of the devil and receive new life in the Lord Jesus. During World War I, there was a French writer who noted a story. He was in the trenches with the soldiers, and there were two soldiers in the trenches one evening. One of the soldiers was badly injured. In fact, he was dying, and the other soldier was not. And the dying soldier said to his friend that was right next to him, "You know, Dominic, you have not led a good life. You are wanted by the authorities in almost every area that you have lived. I am dying. So take my wallet, take my papers, take my identity, and you give me yours, so that all of that you have done can go to the grave with me, and so that you can have a fresh start." My brothers and sisters, that's what God does to us, does for us in Christ Jesus. He gives us that fresh start. But we have to die to our sin. We have to die to our temptation. In the gospel today, for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus fasted in that desert and he was tempted by Satan. And the Lord's temptations, my brothers and sisters, could be boiled down to many of the same temptations that we have. Temptations for earthly pleasures, temptation for power and prestige and recognition and honor. And those are the things that we fight against. We go back to our story, my friends, of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You see, the problem with the story, the reason that there was no conversion, or repentance is that Dr. Jekyll never met Jesus. If Dr. Jekyll would have met Jesus, if he would have opened his heart to the Lord, then the personification of Mr. Hyde would have been eradicated. The call of Lent, my friends, is to allow ourselves to truly encounter Jesus so we can die to our sin, we can die to those things that tempt us, and we can live more fully for the Lord. May God grant us the grace, my friends, to truly encounter the Lord Jesus this day.